Pacific Coast Highway reopens after devastating Palisades fire. The Pacific Coast Highway partially reopened on Monday, nearly a month after the Palisades fire forced its closure, according to Los Angeles County officials. Essential traffic only is strongly encouraged, Los Angeles County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath said in a statement. She also warned that ongoing cleanup efforts and utility repairs mean that this will not be the same PCH as before the fires. The scenic route, which hugs the California coastline, had been shut down since early January when the blaze tore through upscale Los Angeles neighborhoods, leaving a trail of destruction from the hills to the shoreline. Traffic resumed at 8 a.m. with restricted access, allowing only one lane in each direction from Santa Monica to the Ventura County border. The reopening comes with strict limitations. Authorities still require proof of residence or special entry passes for those wishing to enter the Palisades burn zone. The northernmost section in Malibu had opened a day earlier, on Sunday morning. In a statement Monday, Mayor Karen Bass announced that the Los Angeles Police Department would hand over control of Palisades access to the California Highway Patrol and the National Guard. "We continue to adapt in real time to this dynamic situation. This plan secures the Palisades and eases the strain on LAPD, whose ability to respond across LA has been impacted for nearly 1 month," she said. The Pacific Palisades area's reopening faced delays due to last-minute decisions by Los Angeles City officials, who opted to maintain checkpoints over public safety and looting concerns. The reopening comes just as the weather forecast predicts rain starting Tuesday. Horvath said that authorities will closely monitor the highway for potential hazards such as mud and debris flows, which could be an issue from the rain. Palisades fire destruction. The Palisades fire, which ignited on January 7 amid strong winds, caused massive destruction and destroyed or damaged nearly 8,000 structures, including homes and businesses, and claimed at least 12 lives. At the same time, another wind-driven blaze, the Eaton Fire, started in Altadena and resulted in at least 17 deaths and damaged or destroyed over 10,000 structures. Both fires were finally contained last week. The Associated Press contributed to this report. From NTD News.